Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Some people don't really get 100% handle on the fact that I'm righteous, or they may be newborn Christians. As I didn't understand it for the longest time. I didn't understand that I'm holy. If you told me you're holy because you're born again, I'd say, no, you don't know me, brother. Step aside. Don't stand near me. You understand? But the Bible says he sanctified me. He made me holy. Only holy, righteous people can get into his presence. You can't, anything unholy is not going to get into his presence. Anything unrighteous cannot get into his presence. So he had to do that. And not only that, he lives in us. He abides within us. He said, heaven is within you. It's come upon you. And he said, rivers of living water will flow out of your belly. He said, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So he had to make us a temple fit for his use, fit to share his life in us. And we've got scripture, 2 Corinthians 2:16 and 3:16, and so many different scriptures saying that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. See, and I don't want to get into this too much right now, but that's what happened. When Jesus died, and when he gave up the ghost and he died, the veil that was keeping us separate from going into his presence, only the high priest could go in, the veil tore in two. Jesus opened it. Now, when that took place, that meant that we don't any longer need a priest to come and pray for me to him and give him my offering. And I don't need a prophet to hear from God for me and come to me and tell me what God said. Now it means I can go directly into the throne of grace and I can hear God's voice. He said that in Romans 10:27, my sheep hear my voice. And so many people in so many churches don't hear this kind of stuff. They think it's just hit and miss. It's a gospel casino. Maybe I get lucky, maybe I don't. There's no faith in a gospel casino. And they just have to live by faith. And so he tells us, don't remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. And let me tell you something. The devil's going to help you to remember all your exploits. He's going to remind you about every single sin and every crazy thing you did. When you believe in God for something, oh, he's going to pull it out. He's the one who got you to do it in the first place. You should recognize his voice too. You should recognize the devil's voice as well by now. And I'm not talking audibly. I'm talking spiritually. Because he's the one who said, dude, it's okay. No one's going to know. God's not going to know. No one's going to know. He doesn't say God's. And he's the one. Now when you do it, he's the one who says, how can you pray and believe God for that? Look what you did. You know his voice. Come on. And when he comes and reminds you of all your sins and your exploits that you did, you've got to say to him, no, that's the things of old. I'm no longer that old creation. I'll be made a new creation. That was who I was. That's not who I am any longer. And he's going to come and he wants to get you going. Amen. And what you've got to do and what I had to learn to do, honestly, is occupy your mind with good thoughts. You've got to occupy your mind with healing and prosperity and peace and joy and a loving father and a caring father and protection, not only for me, but for my loved ones and my business prospering. I've got to think good thoughts. And we all know that. We'll show you the scriptures for that. He says about thinking thoughts that are good. Amen. But all the enemy, listen to me. The enemy, if you're not thinking good thoughts, he will fill your mind with bad thoughts about sickness and fear and stress and how am I going to do it and how am I going to afford it and what's happening to the kids and are we safe and what are we going to do if the bubble bursts? You know the bubble that we're in right now, they call it? The economy bubble is going to burst. And the devil will fill your thoughts with those kind of thoughts. He will get you to think on those lines. And you've got to be strong enough and you've got to be smart enough to say to him, no, things of old, I forget. All things have become brand new right now. I think on the new me, on the new things that God has told me I have. That's why this is my Bible. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do, and I am what it says I am.
Amen.
Right? That's why you say it every service. You don't realize it, but you're getting it in. And eventually, hopefully, when the devil comes, it'll start coming out. Can you say amen? So I got a picture to show you. Which ones do you have? Now don't sit here and think, well, I'm always positive and I'm always up and yeah, I think good, you know. Okay, I woke up this morning on the wrong side of bed. Well, who told you there's a right side to the bed?
That's right. Come on now.
You don't want them to build your car on a Friday because it's a wrong day. Who said there's a blue Monday and a wrong Friday? Who said that? I mean, seriously, who said that? Who said you were born on the wrong side of the tracks? Did God say that?
No.
Did God say that?
No.
So if God didn't say it, it's an absolute lie. Who said it? The devil. He wants you to see yourself as a loser.
Right. Amen.
Always. That's why he said to Adam and Eve, he said, I love the way this devil is. He's such a crank. He says, did God really say you can't eat the fruit? If you want to be like God, eat the fruit. He brings doubt. God already said, let us create man in our image and our likeness. We were like him. We were created. You want to be like God? Well, I am already like God. What's your case, big boy? Is what Adam should have said. And then he tries the same thing with Jesus. He says, if you really are the Son of God, turn those stones into bread. He tries to give you a false identity. He wants you to be insecure in God, your Father, taking good care of you, his child. He wants you to be doubting God. He wants you to doubt God.
Amen.
Because without faith, you can't please God. Remember Enoch? Enoch walked with God right in the beginning of the Bible and says he walked with him like Adam and Eve walked with God in the cool of the day. Enoch walked with God and the Bible says, and he pleased God. He pleased God and he was translated. Amen. He didn't die. He was transformed. That's why I believe that he's going to be one of the prophets that come back. And there's another one who didn't die. Elijah. Remember Elijah? He went up in the fiery chariot. He didn't die. And the Bible says it is appointed once that every human being must die.
Amen.
Right? It is appointed once that everyone must die. So they didn't die. So I believe they're going to be the two that come back. All right. So now you got to ask yourself, and don't sit here, oh, well, I'm perfect. I mean, like, really, I think good all the time. I get the best impressions of people. I'm just, you know, no, there's no problems in my life. Locate yourself. You're going to locate yourself, okay? Do you think about, oh, the economy could crash. Oh, save it for a rainy day. It's good to save money. I've never said don't save money. But if you're saving it for a rainy day, that means there's a problem coming. Right? A rainy, why not save it for a sunny day where you can go skiing and spend your money and enjoy it? No, save it for a rainy day. A rainy day means if you get cancer. Or if something happens, or if a hurricane takes your roof off, you got extra money. That's thinking the wrong way. You can save finances, you can save money, but with a good attitude. I've got great funds here. I'm going to be able to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ and live a great life and do what I need to do and get my children in good colleges. Why does it have to be for a rainy day? They will put the fear of the devil into you. Television, that's where you're getting your information from. Tell it off. You tell it off. You say, shut up, TV. I'm not buying into that sickness you're trying to peddle. You see, television. John, I'll tell you a vision. You're a man of God. I can see you're a man of God. I just told him a vision. That television, on the other hand, says, you're sick. You're going to get this happen, and that's going to happen to you. And when you get older, everything's going to leak and creak. And oh, my God, you can't believe it. And I'm a golfer. And I was playing golf on Tuesday. I got one hole in. One hole in. And I parred it. The first time I managed to par this particular hole on the Wanamaker, par 5. I should have birdied, but I parred it. But you know, one hole, and then the rain came. So we went and sat down under the awning, you know, under the cover, all these golf carts with all these guys. And my God, I was praying, oh, Lord, set a watch upon my lips and keep the door of my ears. The guards were comparing their sicknesses. Yeah, and so what happened to you? Well, you know how it is, I'm getting older, and you know, I mean, my God, these guys are comparing their problems. Who's got the better problem? Who's the sickest out of us, bunch here, Rodney? I'm saying, oh, Rabba, Shindaga, Lord, keep my ears. I don't want to hear that stuff, because if I hear it, then I've got to deal with it. So when the TV says, when you turn 70 or 80 or 60 or 50, you will start to lose your memory. Now I've heard it. It's too late. I've heard it. Now when I forget some stupid, where I put my keys, I hear, you're going to lose your memory. And guess what? You start losing your memory because you're focusing on that garbage. Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah.
So we've got to locate ourselves. Do I always go to the negative side when something goes wrong? I mean, Keith Moore tells a story. He's one of his family members was sick, and I mentioned it before, but he went in there and he believes the scriptures. He believes, have the faith like God, or have the God kind of faith. Mark 11:22-24. He says, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. So when do I receive them? Well, when you pray, believe you receive it, and then you will have it. So the believing comes before the receiving. And the believing may take a week, may take a month, may take a year. But if I stand on the word of God in faith, amen, I will see the receiving come into my life. Amen. So he went into the hospital and everyone was down, and he went and he prayed. He said, in the name of Jesus, by the stripes on his back, I lay my hands on you. The Bible says, if believers lay hands on the sick, you shall recover. In Jesus' name, you're healed, and praise hallelujah, and the whole deal. Amen. And then he was talking to everybody. One of his family members said, you don't care for her. Look at you, like nothing's wrong. People shoot you down for faith. And that person did get healed. Amen. It's a testimony he gives, amen. Philippians 4:8. Philippians 4:8. We all should know the scripture. If we don't feel bad. You're going to see it now. You ready? Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. He tells you what to think. Whatsoever things are true, is that positive or negative? I'd say it's positive, wouldn't you? Didn't Jesus say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life? Right? It's positive, right? So he says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest. Honest is good, isn't it? Don't say honesty is the only policy. Say honesty is the policy I live by. Amen. All right? Whatsoever things are just, it's all good things. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, that's all positive. It's not negative. It's all positive. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. He's telling you to think on the positive, not the negative. The good, not the bad. The word of God, not the word of the enemy. The word of God, not your feelings and your emotions. He's telling you to think the positive thoughts. Listen to what the Amplified says at the end. It says, center your mind on them, those thoughts. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. Implant them in your heart. Why in my heart? Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Amen. So if I've got good thoughts in my heart, and that's what I'm going to live in my life, then I want good thoughts, not bad thoughts. I don't only think bankruptcy. I don't only think sickness. I don't only think chaos and accidents. I don't only think that stuff, because that's what I will walk into. You see, I create my future.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's synergymagnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on